All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by the Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Good morrow, listeners.
Good morning this afternoon.
Good morning this afternoon, Oilers Nation Radio, episode 900,006.
I don't even know what we're at anymore. We stop counting. We do count on Apple.
Nation Dan, Liam, Tyler. Rick, bag milk.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask each of us what number we were thought.
Hey, let's do it.
What number, Dan?
267.
Can we get the actual number by the end of this? Right. 267 for Dan. You actually got the answer, Liam?
Yeah, so I won.
Liam's not allowed to play. Mm-hmm. Tyler.
Would you say 267?
Yeah.
I'll say 398.
I'm trying to remember where we were before, and I want to go with, I'm going to go with three. About it, I'm going 302.
Because we went one a week to two a week, then we go back down to one a week.
We used
summer.
To count them for a while, but then you were giving us a lot of BS answers from across that room over there. Uh-huh. That was late. I'm sure he's used 900,006 at least once.
I'm going to go 412.
See, that's the correct answer. What did you say then?
267, I think.
302.
398.
412.
If I play him.
Price is right.
Got it. Tyler wins.
What are we at?
360.
Wasn't even
close. He's over. No, I win.
Price is right.
He's over. I win. Over.
Oh, I thought he was just closest. Rick wins.
And the prize is my friendship.
So actually, this is 360.
Price is right in Great Britain is different than Price is right.
We don't have game shit. We have deal or no deal.
Yeah. It's closest while also being over. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot to talk to today and not a lot of time to get to it. So I'm going to start off with a shout out to Wendy's. For Daily Faceoff Survivor, we're going to get to the delicious debate, but every all-star needs a sidekick to support them. Just like every Wendy's meal needs six-piece nuggets.
It's like every rose has its thorn.
And right now, Wendy's is teaming up with Daily Faceoff, a fantasy, to bring you weekly prizes like free nuggos, burgers, and more. So if you think you're an expert in all things hockey, why don't you prove it? If you aren't already, start adding that six-piece to your Wendy's order for just $3.49. It's a dynamic duo, even if you never saw it coming. Sign up for Wendy's Daily Face-Off Survivor, presented by Wendy's and the Wendy's app.
So they're doing this thing, and they have this thing called the Nuggie. It's like a blanket thing, but it looks like a big chicken nugget. Hmm. You can kind of see it there.
It's like TikTok. It's a Snuggie.
Yeah.
But the Nuggie.
So every day this week at 3:49 Eastern, because 3:49 nuggets. 1:49 our time, which is 7 minutes from now, they're giving away a bunch of them on their TikTok.
6 minutes now.
So I'm going to say dialed in. I'm going to try win one live on the pod.
I want to win one.
Do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Go what to the Wendy's Canada on TikTok, and you got to wait. I think they'll like go live or something.
Fun fact, Liam, Every Rose Has Its Thorn played every night at the bar I was a bouncer at for 2.5 years.
Was that in Halifax?
Mm. It was in Halifax.
Do you know that Dan lived in Halifax, Liam?
You know I didn't know that.
Every single night to close out the bar.
Did you know Nathan McKinnon played for the Halifax Mooseheads?
I did. Mm. I watched him play. I had season tickets in 2011.
Do you know that Moosehead is also a beer?
It is.
Also
are
is
they from Halifax?
They are from Halifax.
Whoa. So what's the deal with Mooseheads, though?
It was the
a lot of hunters
corporate back hunters. In the day.
They bring the heads over and they hang them on walls everywhere.
Hockey teams currency at one point. Their mm-hmm. own operating a costs. So the Moosehead Brewery
three mooseheads for
stepped
a
in and paid a large chunk of it and got the naming rights for a while.
Oh,
and the logo was actually the Moosehead Brewery logo until they changed it in, I think, the mid-2000s.
I believe all of that is incorrect. What Rick and I said over here is actually factual, where Rick said trade three moose heads.
You got a Baconator.
For a Baconator or bacon. Tickets to the game.
Yeah.
Mooseheads was actually currency. A lot of moose were murdered for a very good deal.
Mm-hmm. Cool logo, though.
Great logo. Moose head coming out of an H.
Wouldn't make sense if it was his rear end, if you know what I'm saying.
It's true.
That would be in moose ass.
Tyler, what is the delicious debate?
Yeah, you guys really threw me off with that one.
Every rose has its thorn.
He's counting down the 7 minutes till he goes.
Yeah, because you want a nuggie.
Yeah, I'm 5 minutes away from potentially winning a nuggie. Shout out to Wendy's. What letter grade do you give Adam Henrique for his first week as an Oiler?
It's a mid-burp conversation.
What lettered grade do we give Adam Henrique? He's played 4 games, got 1 assist. Centering the third line currently with Evander Kane.
Picked up his first point the other day.
Sniper Connor Brown.
I have seen nothing really negative out of him. I haven't seen very much that was overly positive out of him. So he's just quietly doing his things as he's getting his feet wet with this team. I'll give him we'll give him a B.
I'll give him a C.
Ooh.
Because C's get degrees. Therefore, that's probably around a passing grade.
Yeah.
He's been fine. I don't really luck out for him, but I haven't noticed him do anything bad, like Rick said. So I'd like to see more, of course, but sure. He's also trying to find chemistry with Kane and Brown, who also haven't played with each other all season. So that whole line is just kind of a bit of a mush, but they got a big goal the other day. So hopefully that's uplifting for the three of them.
I think back to the Daily Faceoff live trade deadline special. I believe it was Colby Cohen that said, don't judge stop a guy believing. too much. Well, obviously, shout out to Journey. Don't judge a guy too much for a few weeks until after he gets there so he can settle in and kind of
Dwayne Rollison.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
We've
Rick.
Seen this before.
I was here in 2006 with the
you weren't in Halifax?
The acquisitions. No, yeah. No, I was in Halifax. That's true. But I was a fan of the Oilers in 06. And we acquired Dick Tarnstrom and not Tony Samalainen, Sergei Samsonov, all those guys came out with Dwayne Rollins. And for about 2.5 weeks, we thought the world was over because the Oilers could not string together a couple wins in a row. And like Dwayne
Rollins. They gave up a first round pick for Dwayne Rollins, yeah, Dan.
So I get that. I heard that today on Oilers Nation Every Day with Tyler and Liam talking about, you know, like,
The
cost of the acquisition. What is it?
That's not the name of the show.
Well, with Tyler and Liam to my next.
Just my name.
Yeah. Liam's name is not allowed to be on the show unless Tyler's gone and then he gets crossed out.
This is awkward. I was watching Oilers Nation Every Day with Liam and Tyler was a guest and they were saying that, you know, the first round pick is a frustration. It's a source of, you know, expectations for Henrique. And I just don't agree. I think that was just the price at this acquisition or at this deadline. And that's what it is. It's not his fault. He's come into this team and he's going to be fine in the playoffs. Everybody just needs to calm the hell down.
He's been a lot better than the first round pick has been.
Fair point. Fair point.
We don't know what he's doing in like probably science class.
Listen, for what he's doing for the Oilers right now, Henrique has been miles better.
The first 60 games we got out of that first round pick. Not great.
Yeah, I think I'd go C plus.
What is your grade?
Just because I agree with Liam, like needs to be a passing grade, but I don't want to go to the B range because he hasn't actually done anything overly impactful on the positive side. But the factors working against him, it's hard to get to a new team, right? Mm-hmm. That you need to allow for an adjustment period. It's very rare that a guy almost like Ekholm last year just jumps right in and is like immediately an impact player on the team. So I'll give him a C plus, cut him a little bit of slack, but would still like to start seeing a little more right away.
I think you're going to start seeing more. They got off that road trip. They had some practice time. They had the one game. They have a little more practice time right now. They're
even getting off the road trip, chance to settle in. He flew directly to them on the road trip.
Yeah. The guy's living in a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's probably in the J Dub. He's got like the.
He didn't even get a chance to practice before getting into his first game. Like, maybe what, he got a morning skate?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey guys. I guarantee when he hit the ice, he was just like, I don't even know this fucking guy's name.
And in that game, he was shooting the puck. He was doing everything you could ask of him. He was forechecking, whatever.
I'm giving a C plus also.
Passing. I'm giving him an INS, insufficient.
Didn't
I mean, I think that's probably a fair thing because he's only played 4 games.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been bad. So
he's been fine.
Yeah.
I think that the expectations on him are probably unrealistic.
He's not a play driving, flashy top six winger.
He's a two-way forward.
And this team needed that. And I think, you know, maybe game by game, you might not notice the impact all that much, but I still believe that when you look back at the end of this season at what he did, you'll be like, yeah, we're happy they made that move.
Especially if they re-sign him.
Yeah, Friedman had
according
some stuff.
To Elliot Friedman, the Oilers are interested in re-signing both Adam Henrik and Sam Carrick. What do you think about that? I can understand Henrik. I don't understand the Carrick one.
Must be cheap.
Well, he's going to have to be. What is Henrik right now? 5-something?
5'8".
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't going
to
work.
Well, like,
do you not have to have a bit of an understanding of what Leon's going to want before you sign anybody else?
Yeah, like you're not going to go ahead and talk to Adam Henrik before I'd be like, hey, Leon, it's extension.
So okay. Last chance to grab a nugget. They're going to throw us a question. Do you think we can tag team it and answer this and be one of the first 10 people? This.
Yeah.
Once they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah. What's the question?
How many nuggets appear in the nugget info, in the nugget infomercial?
Oh, like my God. In one picture, one, two, all three, the pictures together?
I don't know.
48.
That feels like a lot.
No, because it's like 6 in order. That'll be only 8 times they show it.
How do I win?
I'm going to be one of the first to answer the question. They come in packs of 6.
Where is the question?
I'm going to say 18.
That's only 3 times.
I don't know where the question is.
It's on their most recent TikTok, the one that's not pinned. Oh my God. So many guesses. I really hope it's 18. A lot of people saying 24. A lot of people saying 3. A lot of people saying 6.
36.
Can I just throw some? No, I shouldn't game the system.
Yeah. I'm gaming the system. 18. Fuck it. I want a nugget. I want to wear it.
What's your
every
guess?
Day of my life. I put 36 in there.
Okay.
I'm guessing 48.
I have no idea what we're doing.
6-piece. I feel like if they're a 6-piece times 6, 36, you put them up there, 36 nuggos.
Yeah, is it like over the whole commercial, how many times you see them?
Well, I don't really understand the game we're playing.
Yeah, neither do I. We went into this very blind, but we tried our hardest. And thank you to Wendy's.
I gave a real solid E like, for effort.
Adam Henrik.
Was the question, that we're looking to sign both those players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like,
Elliot Friedman,
I would be concerned if the Oilers traded for players that they weren't looking to re-sign at this point.
I would also agree with that too.
That's actually a really good point.
Like, it's really early to not want to re-sign them.
No, so. But you're looking at guys as rentals, right? There's a lot of guys who were brought in as rentals who are like, we are not re-signing.
But even then,
let's interest. Have a good time.
It's like going on a date looking for a one-night stand or a serious relationship. Doesn't mean you don't like the person.
No, I saw that thing on Instagram where that lady got a whole bunch of dinners bought for her because she kept going on different dates.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So that's kind of like
the rental market in the NHL.
That's what I'm talking about. So she wasn't sitting there with the day with the Monday guy at like appetizers going, I wonder if I'm going to be with this guy on Tuesday and Wednesday, because she knew already she had a different Tuesday, a different Wednesday.
I tried to do that move also when I was single, but got no matches.
You just ended up having to pay for twice the amount of dinners.
Yeah, you're taking all these women on dates. Way more dinners than I thought I would have to. It's really unfortunate.
Anyways, Dan, I do understand your point, though, and I actually agree with you more than I agree with Rick, despite my jackass comment.
I've been having a lot of sticks and leaves.
Adam Henrik has been on the ice for 50 minutes at 5-on-5 and has not been on the ice for a goal against and 2-4.
Excellent. As a two-way forward, I believe that is 3 green check marks.
That looks good to me.
What he's getting out shot.
Just under 50 minutes at 5-on-5 in 4 games, 2 goals, 4-0 against. He is being outshot 21-16.
And like, we also have to be honest, he's handsome per 60. Very high.
Yeah, he's got the look. His line with Evander Kane and Brown the other day against Washington played the most at 5-on-5.
Really?
I don't know this line. Yeah, they played.
It's nice when you get a blowout like that where you kind of just like ease up the minutes on people.
Yeah, and the power plays really helped too.
Yeah,
have you score adjusted that yet, Liam?
I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah, if you're not going to score adjusted, then what the fuck are we doing here?
What we're doing here, Tyler?
Trying to win a nuggy.
There's that, and then there's this guy going to read something verbatim.
Oh, right? Can I tell you the lines?
Please.
Yes.
Just a minute. Sorry.
Yes, you may.
Teaser.
So they play 10:01 together. And then McDavid, Nuge, Hyman was 9:37. Fogle, Draisaitl, McLeod was 8:18. And Janmark, Carrick, and Perry was 6:58. And Janmark, McLeod, Janmark, Carrick, and Perry had the best shots for percentage, 87%. They outshot their opponents 7-1 against Washington.
I would have made them wait until Bag Milk read this verbatim.
Yeah. And the one shot that went in, the one shot they had went in.
Good night.
Let me just check market.
For a limited time only, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. That's 25% off, up to $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the promo code NATION25. Don't forget, NATION25 gets you 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Offer valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms do apply. Sorry, goat.
This cable fell.
I thought you were apologizing to Tyler.
No, I was apologizing to actual goat. Goat and Lil Bro specifically. They can't use my DoorDash app or promo code. Because they're in Salt Lake City. Or just outside, I learned, on the Arizona Nation vacation. What are you doing over there?
Waz, zoom in on this, please. This is riveting.
If you are a podcast listener and not a viewer right now, Tyler is fiddling with his LED lights behind the TV. I don't know that this is helping the way that you think it is.
Bill Hader has been cast as Cat in the Hat in the Cat in the Hat animated movie, which is a character that he played on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt is playing
Thing 1 and 2.
He's both.
Thing 1 and 2?
Really? Yeah. He's playing both.
Oh, that's like when the weirdo creepy guy was both Winklevi in The Social Network.
Okay.
Was I remember what that guy
or
did.
Or when
did
Mike he was Myers both guys? Was
oh, both they lost the rowing race.
Austin Powers.
He also played and Fat many, Bastard in
the He also movie. Played Cat in the Hat.
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah.
Also true.
There was also a trade in the NHL. Yeah,
Mike Myers also was the star of Sorrow, I Married an Axe Murderer.
It's true.
Head. Move. Move, head. There's a good reference.
There was a trade?
All when? Of the people Today? Over age yeah. 40 in our
Who would be?
The Carolina Hurricanes.
Never heard of them.
The Jets.
Are trading Jameson Rhys. So the Ottawa Senators for a 6th-round pick.
The Canucks and Jets made a trade today.
Yeah, they did.
How does that work?
They just got in the playoffs.
It's the AHL.
Can they play in the regular
today.
Season?
No. Yes.
Yeah, you can acquire a guy and play him in the regular season for the rest of the year.
So like the Oilers could make a trade today.
Yeah.
And that person could play tomorrow against Colorado Avalanche in theory.
Yep.
Just they not just the playoffs.
Can't play in the playoffs. Right.
I'm confused.
However, they can sign a player as a free agent and he can play in the playoffs.
Hmm.
Yep, college. Nope. They do have college players all the time.
Ooh, that might be different because then they say that because now the deadline's over, yep. Phil Kessel can no longer.
I think you're correct.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. So you can sign Liam players lied. For who did not Liam play lied. Pro. Ramo. There you go.
Blame it on Lehman.
Sorry.
Way to go, Lehman.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone read the CD. That's his name
tag Lehman strikes again. Boom.
This is not good.
The Queen would be happy with this information, Lehman.
The Queen. She's very upset.
R.I.P.
Kate went missing.
Glad she's not here to see this.
Kate's fine. She's coming back from surgery, people.
She's waiting for you to retract that previous statement before she comes back.
Kate.
Liam made some phone calls.
Yep. She's not appearing until Liam stops giving out fake information on this niche Oilers podcast.
She stole all Yager's bobbleheads.
Was that a bit? It was a bit, right?
No. Yep. See, no, it turns out that wasn't. And I know why you think that, because the Pittsburgh Penguins, sorry, people who haven't listened or haven't seen anything in the last day or two, the Pittsburgh Penguins were supposed to give away bobbleheads of Jaromir Jagr at last night's game. And then they announced early in the morning that they wouldn't be doing that because the truck was stolen with all the bobbleheads in it. And then what? Later in the afternoon, they released a video of Jagr with one bobblehead in a seat next to him and said, let's go find our buddies. And so everybody just assumed the Penguins were playing into a marketing scheme, but it turns out, no, it is real. Hmm. And they are just,
they were that quick on it.
They just, yeah. Cause Jagr's, I don't know if you noticed, but Jagr's been hanging around in town for like the last like 3 weeks in Pittsburgh.
Well, you wanted to see Connor and Leon.
My wife asked me like, why is he still there?
I thought that too.
They retired his jersey like 2 weeks ago and he's still there, but it turns out cause he was for the bobblehead.
I like to imagine that scene from the first Fast and the Furious movie where they're all come flying around the truck. Dom Toretto steals all the bobbleheads thinking they're DVD players and cool Blu-rays, but no bobbleheads.
Well, that's the question I floated to Colby Cohn. I know people are making this joke on Twitter too, but it's like, as the person who stole them, which scenario's funnier? The idea that someone knew it was the bobbleheads and went and stole them, being like, I'm stealing these and selling them, or they just stole a truck that was heading to the rink, being like, could be like memorabilia, could be like
that's anything. That episode
like
of The Sopranos.
Yeah. I don't think you take that chance. If you're going to make a robbery from a truck like that, it's coming from like a valid corporation. So these guys have done this before. They would have done their insight. They would have known it was in that truck because it literally could have been an empty truck. Then you're putting your life on the line for an empty truck.
As that guy did when he tried to shoot the thing through the window, and then the guy had the shotgun, the truck driver had the shotgun, and then he got the cable tied around his arm.
Stuck. Yeah. Vince.
The Paul Walker. Yeah, Vince. And then Paul Walker had to come and save him.
Rest in peace.
Exactly like that.
Was it Paul or his brother?
Paul.
Nathan?
Nathan Walker?
Good guy.
Great noted Aussie oiler brother. Of all time.
Yeah, he's a real nice guy.
Good puck to answer.
Back to who delivered for our friends at DoorDash.
Back.
Kind of meandered a little bit after the plug. Remember, Nation 25.
Well, it sounds like who had delivered was the guy who just saved the life over there you guys were talking about.
Yep. I'm going first. I'm just taking it. Connor Brown delivered. Finally, he delivered, and Liam and I were together at the game. Tyler was there. Were you there?
I was not.
Dan, were you there?
Nope.
The reaction in that building. So Connor Brown delivered his goal, but the actual who delivered for me was the reaction in the building.
Mm-hmm.
It was wild in there. And it was a lot of fun just to kind of see it when the Rogers Place faithful realized that it was actually Connor Brown's building or a goal. You could kind of hear it going around. It was his building. You could kind of hear the cheers going around the building in real time. It was fun. Hat started hitting the ice. He just looked so thrilled. Standing ovation. Shout out to Connor Brown. Shout out to Oilers fans. I'm taking two because I'm selfish.
It was pretty cool.
I think it comes from, I just did a hit with Low Tide where he asked me about this. And it's like, I think the general vibe amongst Oilers fans before he scored, like, no one hated Connor Brown, right?
No.
It was like, you hate the bonus, you're frustrated with a lack of production, but you could see a guy putting in his max effort every game. This wasn't a dude who like got a contract, kicked his feet up and was like, I'm good. Like he actually still has something to play for in terms of extending his NHL career. He's been good on the PK, putting in effort. When they healthy scratched him for those games, you didn't hear like a, oh, like I'm playing good. Like he understood, man. And like, he's been wearing it. So I think it just came from a place of like, generally, we like Connor Brown. The season hasn't gone well, but you can see a guy there who chose the Oilers, wants to be like an Oiler, and is trying to contribute. So I think that's where it comes from, because there was a moment where I was like, are we kind of being jerks, like throwing the hats on the ice, chanting his name? Is it a little bit like,
I don't think anyone is doing it without, no, you know, it was all genuine. I mean, that's the thing with this city, is the highs and the lows, right? Like it's, you looked at like Twitter on trade deadline day, and there's, didn't matter what you brought in, there was always going to be people that are upset, and they're all talking like the sky is falling. And then all of a sudden the next day, it literally could have been the next day or either that night where Connor Brown did the same thing and everybody was so negative before is over the moon and positive, right? You're in the fishbowl here. So you got to be careful. You know, if things are going bad, then you got to like keep your head on straight and try and keep your ear out of the public opinion. And then when it gets hot, sit back and enjoy it, because it's going to be probably the coolest experience you go through in hockey.
One of my favorite books for sports fans is Jay Onwright's Anchor Boy. And he talked about in that book, he went to an Oilers game and he kind of spoke to the, because he was from Alberta, obviously. And so he spoke to the fact that Oilers fans, we watch the game differently. We fan differently. And I think that he kind of hit the nail on the head when he said, Oilers fans are like students of the game. And we watch with an anticipation of what we expect to see out of the Oilers every single shift and every single drive. And I think that we also watch the game and appreciate the effort and the workhorse ability of some guys like Connor Brown. And so you saw it with Tobias Reeder, same kind of mentality where it was just like, Oiler fans, while they're frustrated with his, you know, lack of ability or lack of scoring ability, whatever it is, they rally around that. And when you get out of the shit, they're right there to pull you up with it. And so, yeah, it was just awesome to see. I love this city, and that screams Edmonton to me.
Yeah, I agree. I think in that moment too, I just felt excited for him.
Yeah.
I think that was the coolest spot. And I'm just assuming that's what everyone else felt too. It's like, it was a cool moment. And that's a guy who had like big expectations coming into the team. And
I said 65 points.
You did. He scored multiple 20 goal seasons multiple times.
When he was like, lighting it up in the preseason, we had Frank on, and Frank was like, I think I'll predict 27 goals. And I was like, It's going to be good living with Connor Brown in our top six.
How many games do we have left?
18.
18.
Still time.
He might get three.
Just needs an eight-game heater.
I'm going to ask you guys about that later.
Dan, for our friends at DoorDash, we deliver for you.
It's because you took the two big ones off the board. I'm going to give it to Stuart Skinner.
Oh, son of a
gun.
For
absolutely robbing and shelving Alex Ovechkin.
Right on the doorstep, too. Just a handful of times.
That game could have been one of those games where Oiler fans, you know, do the old scream for a save kind of complaints. But Skinner was on his head on that third shot of the game that he actually be in his first save of the game.
So I think Stuart Skinner, to your point, if that third shot had also gone in, like that was the diving save on Ovi, I'm guessing the Bronx cheers would have started coming out.
Yes.
Which would have been so dumb because the first two were just bad luck.
Stetcher screened him.
Yeah, he did.
Like that first goal was just a spinning shot that was lucky to go where it was. And it is what it is. And the second one was the block off Vinny. Then it just goes right to the middle. Like what are you supposed to do?
The first one screened and also a weird angle to be expecting a shot.
From a righty too.
Yeah, like not many players are going to just go and shoot. That
was a shot.
That
was a putting the puck towards the net and hope for the best. And it actually went off the post and in. So whatever.
No, it went straight in.
Well, I thought it went off the post.
No, like we were kind of sat at the perfect angle. It went straight through. But you could see like Stetcher was no screening ding? Him. And no, it just went straight in.
Straight through.
And you could see Skinner maybe was leaning more towards a post to anticipate a rim, maybe.
Probably where he'd be covering on the
knees. Yeah, a bit unlucky, I would agree, but came out and did really well, Skinner.
I just quickly want to say with Skinner, he's done this now a bunch of times this year, and it's kind of part of the reason.
Then shut the door?
Or even like give up one like against Montreal, gave up one first shift, I think he did against Philly too, and then just slams the door the rest of the game. And when people say like, he sucked in the playoffs last year, 24-year-old first playoff run, first year as an NHL starting goalie, like almost one of his first seasons as a professional starting goalie as well. He wasn't in Bakersfield for all that long as the legit number one. I think this year we're seeing like a very strong mentally Stuart Skinner. And exactly. I think that's part of the reason I'm confident he'll be better in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's sometimes guys go into a fight. I mean, I know hockeyfights.com, I'm just going there, but some guys just need to be punched in the mouth to be able to wake up and be back in the fight. And Skinner seems like that kind of a guy. Man, did he look pissed when he made that save? Like he got up like, why the fuck am I having to make these kinds of 10 bell saves early in the game? But I love it.
I think he might have even been like pissed at himself. Like, really? Yeah, I just stopped that after giving up what I just did. Fuck.
That's fair. That's a good one.
For our friends at DoorDash, who deliver for you.
I'm going to give one to Evander Kane for actually getting the puck across to
and he Connor called Brown. It before the game.
Yeah, he did call it before the game. I thought Evander Kane was pretty effective. I think that line, like we kind of said off the top, has got a bit of work to do to gain some chemistry, but Evander Kane has to be the driver of that line. I don't think Henrique and Brown are those guys, but Kane's capable of it. And I noticed it against Columbus or Buffalo, one of those two games, he was solid. I thought creating chances, using his speed, like seemed to be more engaged in the game. So I hope this is a thing to continue down the road here for Evander Kane, because I've quite liked his game over the last four or five on that third line. Because we saw it earlier in the season, he slouched, right? It seemed like gave up is the wrong word, but like, wasn't into it as much as he could, but now it seems like, okay, like this is your role. You can be the best player on this line and we need you to be it.
Tyler, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
Contract year Fogel coming through again. A big, big goal by Warren Fogel came at a point when they could put the nail in the coffin. We'll talk about another reason why it's a big goal later on. But let me just list you some of the players Warren Fogel is tied. He's tied for 100th in the NHL in even strength goals.
Keeping it 100.
Here are some of the players he is tied with this year. I won't name them all because there's a lot. John Tavares, Alex DeBrincat, Jack Eichel, Alex Barkov, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Vincent Trocheck, and Jeff Skinner. That's some good company to be tied with in terms of even strength goals. He's been really damn good this year, man, and it's starting to kind of make me wonder if you don't look at re-signing him in the summer.
How?
Everyone always says he's going to want a lot of money. I don't know if you're going to have to give him that much more money.
The Oilers will have like $8 million.
Potentially more.
And they don't have many players that they actually have to re-sign. So like Fogel would be the most expensive player they would have to re-sign. I would say him and Desharnais are the two key pieces to re-sign from the actual team this season. Well, we went through this exercise on ONE, and you're going to be lacking players again on the right side.
Yeah.
So why not bring him back?
So in 2024-25, according to the folks at Cap Friendly, The Oilers have Warren Fogle, Adam Henrique, Matthias Janmark, Connor Brown, Corey Perry, Sam Carrick as UFAs up front. And on the back end, they got Troy Stetcher, Vinny, and Calvin Brickard between the pipes.
Brickard, I like that.
So who is that?
Then again, we did this on ONE, so I don't need to go like, I don't want to go as in on it. But right now, projected 14.2 million minus the 3.5 of bonuses that you're going to lose from Perry and Connor Brown. That puts you at 10.7.
Does anything come off that 3.5 for what we have right now to eat?
No, not
right,
significantly. And then I'm living in a world where they're buying out Jack Campbell, which will give them 3.7 in the summer. So that's 14.4 million minus $1 million for the backup goalie. Let's call it 2 mil for Vinny. Holloway and Lavoie can probably both be on the roster next year. Let's go high and say it's 2.25.
And Broberg.
Pardon?
And Broberg.
Broberg, sure. If you need a seventh defenseman, that's $1 million. If it's Broberg, if it's whoever, I'm just doing like a baseline thing. So with all those signings, you have two goalies, seven defensemen, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have 10 forwards at that point. So you will have 8.15 million to fill out the edges of your forward roster. Like again, and that'll be for three forwards at most.
And is, I think another layer to it is the market. Marchessault is going to be too expensive. You're not going to get Duchesne. Joe Pavelski will probably just stay in Dallas. Tarasenko won't come here. Daniel Sprong isn't better than Fogle. David Perron, maybe. Patrick Kane won't come here. And then it's like Okpozo, Zadina, Wheeler, Lafferty. Like your best option might be just re-sign Warren Fogle.
You know what you have with him. And I think he's probably faster than the majority of those guys too. And that's what you really bring to this lineup is that speed.
So Toffoli would be someone I would look at.
And again, that's 8.15 million. They could trade Kulak and let Broberg take his spot.
I think they do.
CC if they wanted to, right?
I think they do both of that.
The money situation is interesting because I was the same way. Like I just sitting here the whole time being like, you're not going to afford to bring back Fogle. And then I did the exercise and it was like, if you buy it, you got to buy out Campbell. But if you buy out Campbell, you have some room.
Imagine if you get an opportunity to trade him. I wrote about
it on OilersNation.com.
For our friends at DoorDash, Rick, who delivered for you?
Well, you took two, so I'm going to take two. First of all, it's the power play. Because if this thing can get going actually to what we're used to, then it's very, very dangerous against everybody else. But come on, did nobody honestly say Mr. Hattrick?
Oh, yeah.
Zach Hyman.
Kind of getting bored of watching him score, TBH.
Like, it's absolutely insane where he's at right now.
The funny thing was, so Zach Hyman did what Zach Hyman did. And I personally found all the hats raining down with a minute left hilarious. Tyler left the game, by the way. Yeah, he did.
Why? How? Why?
Game was over.
It was never over till double zeros.
Game was over.
The team sits there at the very end of the game and a stick raises to the fans. The least the fans can do is applaud the stick raise.
Completely agree.
Liam and I stayed straight through till the stars were handed out because we were hoping for the Connor Brown bump. But then it was, McDavid, Drysdale. I don't remember what Liam said exactly. He goes, I don't think we're going to get it. And then Zach Hyman came out. We're just like,
Liam, he would never be able to sing that song to the Liverpool team.
To what?
The fans, they all sing, You'll Never Walk Alone. So you can't sing that to the Oilers. I'm blown away. I'm very surprised.
Why? There was 2.5 minutes left.
You left with that much time left.
It's when the hats were coming down.
Were you afraid to get one in the eye?
They were up 7-2. And I was like,
I'm afraid to ask this question. So you left after the hat throw.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, you know he didn't.
You left early. You left at the hat throw.
You know he didn't.
And you didn't throw your hat.
No, I like my hats.
Oh my Lord.
Unbelievable. I didn't wear one, to be fair.
I was wearing a hat either, too.
Were you guys surprised that Connor Brown wasn't like one of the three
stars? I thought for sure they were going to give it to him. Like, I just thought he was going to get one.
As soon as Hyman didn't come out as a second star.
Yeah, I remember what you said. But
I was like, okay, this is it.
So I have a theory, though. I think that I'm pretty sure it was Sportsnet. I was trying to look it up.
I think it is Sportsnet. I think Sportsnet might have also been TMZ because it was a TNZ broadcast.
Okay,
because not
because
TNT.
TMZ is pivoting hard.
Yeah, because I have a theory. Sportsnet did the three stars for the 6-5 Oilers Bruins loss in overtime, and Sportsnet named all three Oilers as the three stars in that game. And I saw some uproar from the Boston media, and I wonder if Sportsnet maybe got like a hand wrapping from the NHL and was like, no, you guys need to pick some three.
No. Have you heard the guy? Have you heard Boston's announcer?
Yes. But he doesn't, he's Nesson. There's a reason Nesson doesn't pick the three stars.
Well, if the NHL is going to slap the hand of the Oilers for that, then they're, I don't even know how far they have to go to the Bruins to deal with Jack Edwards.
Agreed. But I'm just saying that Sportsnet mysteriously leaves Connor Brown out of a three stars after they did that with
the Bruins. The NHL.com ones were the same. So I think it would have been standard.
I would have gone. I think my three stars for that game would have been
Connor Brown. That's three stars, honestly, at the end of the day, doesn't really mean that much.
No, it doesn't.
Give all three to him. Have some fun with it. Give all three to him. Let the fans cheer. Like, whatever.
I only get tickets to the first game of every month because I want to see the Molson Cup presentation.
My favorite part about those presentations is every time Connor wins them and they take the picture and he goes,
you just know that
has that look on his face, like, oh fuck.
You feel for the rep that got chosen was like, I can't wait. And then it's just anger.
I would have gone Skinner, Hyman, Brown. That would have been my three stars. I think Skinner was huge.
Yeah, I would agree with a Skinner pick.
Yeah, there too. With a 926 after giving up goals on the first two.
Sometimes it does need to be pure vibes.
Has to be vibes.
Has to be.
Because the vibes in there were excellent.
Amazing. I said it on the other show. I was at McDavid's 60th goal game.
Yep.
And I think that one was, the Brown goal was way better. And the granted,
in terms of reaction from the crowd.
Yeah, like McDavid's was an overtime winner, so maybe it didn't get the longevity and stuff like that. And it was still incredible moment, don't get me wrong, which is, I don't know, everything around, like, you, it felt like he had just scored, like, the Stanley Cup winner.
He scored his 50th.
Like
it would be really hilarious. Because, like, the standing ovation was incredible, and it just didn't stop.
It would be hilarious to show this out of context to other people and be like, yeah, we got a guy that got to 60 goals and scored an overtime goal, and it's way less, or way more subdued than Connor Brown's goal in a 6-2 game.
Yeah, I think it was the seventh goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the seventh
goal in a 7-2 win.
The plus five goal.
Hat started coming down for Connor Brown's goal. Like, there was only a handful, probably like four or five or whatever. I was laughing. Just hilarious moment.
McDavid's 60th was also on a Wednesday.
I don't know that I've ever been to a game that fun in terms of just the overall vibe in the building in mid-March ever.
Remember when he scored that hat trick when there's nobody in there and then the three people that were allowed in there had like four hats to each to throw? That pissed him off so much.
I still think about that. The Bud Light Seltzy just sitting there by himself.
that bubble hockey was... quite a fun time. Yeah. Even like the basketball.
There was a Bruins Hurricanes game at 9 a.m.
That's right. Yeah.
They couldn't play the night before. Something. They had to move to the next day and something.
I think it was the 7 OT game that fucked it up.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah.
I just had
9 a.m. hockey. It was fucking great.
I just had memories come up on Facebook of the high five line that happened just before the world shut down. Cause that was
probably
four years ago now.
Some people say that started.
It very well could have.
It was Tuesday's episode was actually the 4-year anniversary.
Yeah.
The 4-year anniversary.
I remember sitting at a BP's with my buddies and the Oilers were about to head.
Bandera pizza bread.
Probably. I love Bandera pizza bread. Oilers game was in the first or second intermission. And I remember turning to my buddies being like, whoa, like it sounds like the NHL might shut down right away. I was like, this might be the last period of Oilers hockey we get for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, we had the Germans.
2 weeks.
We had the Germans booked in for that Jets game.
I remember I was in Phoenix the week before and my friend Greg and I just watched all the Oilers games while we were there. And his mom said, he's like, you guys can just do this at home, you know? And we joked. He was like, no, we can't. What if something happens? And then like, it was just gone. Like, whoa.
It's Liam's fault.
No, Rudy Gobert did it.
Yeah, maybe we'll share that video of the high five line again because I got it on my Twitter somewhere.
Yeah, you
got
to share that. That was fun. And then I go chasing the drum line.
Yeah. Well,
I did. That's the one thing that the only thing I enjoyed.
Spilled a lot of mustard on your Yamamoto jersey.
I did. But I got out. That was Calgary, though. I remember that one. But no, the only thing I liked about being in Vegas for that spot there where we like wouldn't get there in time to have a good angle is that being so close to like their drum line and all their cheering stuff. Then
you did love yelling at them.
Yeah. I don't have much of a voice by the time the game is over, but it's one thing that's fun.
Yeah.
They do not enjoy it as much as I do.
No,
they don't. I ate a lot of hot dogs in there. They were free. You know, gotta love a all-inclusive flight deck.
Glizzies.
All-inclusive glizzies.
And boat sliders.
Oh, delightful. I would like to talk about some betting.
Me too.
If you don't
mind. I would also like to.
How many points are you taking for Connor on Saturday?
3.
Ooh.
Oh, I would love it. For our friends at Bet99, the number one online gaming experience in Canada, built by Canadians for Canadians, elevate your experience at Bet99, provided that you are 19 plus, can play responsibly, and you are not a person in Ontario. If you are, too bad.
Should leave.
I want to talk about what Liam, Tyler, and I did on Wednesday night. All three of us were going to the game, so we decided squad bet.
Windigate?
We didn't do a Windigate, but we each picked a leg of a parlay, and it was juicy. Although Tyler didn't include us in his extra leg.
Did a little bet boost on himself.
Yeah, a little bet booster, and it didn't include the boys in it.
Well, so everyone picked a leg, and so we did that, and then I was sitting
Liam
there.
Went Fogle goal. Yeah. I had Oilers puck line, and you had Hyman shots.
Which hit like 2 minutes into the game.
Yeah, and then when I'm sitting there throwing it all together, I was basically looking at him and like, McDavid 2 points? That's a layup if this is all going to hit. So I just threw that in there too. Juiced her up.
Didn't tell the boys though.
Yeah, that's a bad move.
Left that one. Left the game early. Didn't throw his hat. Good Lord.
Took her at home. Didn't include the boys in the boosted parlay.
Had a great night.
I got a couple of futures for you from our friends at Bet99, gentlemen. I would like your opinion. I want to start with Western Conference winners. Western Conference winner. So we're talking about a little bit of ploffs. Oilers, currently the favorites at +315, followed by Colorado at +380, followed by Dallas at +500, followed by Vancouver at +510, followed by Vegas at +540. That is your top five favorites for the Western Conference winner. How we feel?
This is like to come out of the West and win the cup?
Go to the cup final.
Go to the cup final.
I would put my money on Vegas.
I wouldn't. I think they're going to miss the playoffs.
They couldn't get past Calgary.
I know, but just value-wise, pure value-wise, I think
Vegas it's so tight for such a coin flip. And listen, I started my show the other day wearing a Vegas Golden Knights jersey.
Which was the worst thing he's ever done on that show.
Why would you do that? Why do you have one?
Why do you own one of those?
So hold on a second here. So now we're going to put this together.
Recap it.
Hold on. So you didn't watch the whole game.
Nope.
You didn't throw your hat.
Nope.
The next day you wore the jersey of the team that knocked your team out the previous year in the playoffs. And there was one other one in there.
The next day.
And he didn't include the boys in the parlay.
Oh, yeah, and you took the boys to the parlay.
So people were giving me shit on Owen every day because they said I was hyping up Vegas too much. And they're like, oh, that's your favorite team, blah, blah, blah.
We all know you're a Columbus fan.
That the summer the Oilers got James Neal, I was walking around a flea market and I saw a James Neal Golden Knights jersey. And I was going to a party that night and the jersey was like $40. I was like, it'll be so funny because like a week after they got Neil, I'm like, it'd be so funny if I showed up to a party tonight rocking a James Neal jersey. So I just paid the $40 and got it because I thought it was a funny bit.
I don't think it's funny at all.
No one's laughing.
What he's meaning to say is he got it on opening night of the NHL season with the Vegas Golden Knights.
I just had it. And then I was like, everyone on Tuesday was giving me shit, being like, oh, the Golden Knights are your favorite team. So I was like, I got to wear it to start the trip.
Oilers Nation every day with Liam Horbin.
Yes.
And
weekdays.
Renowned Vegas fan.
Tyler in a
and that Vegas other guy. The other Tyler McSelfish over here.
I heard all he really wants to do is start their horn thing.
Yeah, you want to be with Lil Jon.
That would be fun.
Tyler, what this tells me though is that you're not a fan of my content from before you worked here because I wore a Golden Knights hat on a show.
We gave you shit forever.
Just about fucking killed me.
Yeah, Jay
almost came across the table at me. It was bad.
There was even a bet to light it on fire.
Yes, there was. And that disappeared. It's not on fire anymore.
Back to some odds for our friends at Bet99.
Can I say why Vegas aren't the best for that pick, like Dan said?
Sure.
You just look at their record.
And Edmonton are that. Okay, really, so it's likely Vancouver.
Last night's highlights.
Vancouver Vegas could be a legit first round matchup. Mm-hmm. So there's a pretty good chance one of them gets knocked out there.
What?
Colorado, Dallas. You miss one of those two. Edmonton's going to play LA. So you have a better chance of Edmonton moving forward than any of the previous four. Probably why they're the favorite.
That's exactly, that would be my reasoning there. Is that, yes.
And because we're the best.
The best.
True. Can't argue with that.
So there you go, folks. We're the best. We're
going to win the division. That's why.
Of those top five, name a better uni. Can't. Eastern Conference winners. Ready, Liam? Favorites out of the East. Florida +300, Carolina +425, New York Rangers also +425, the Bruins +540, and rounding of the top five, Toronto +790.
Toronto.
What are the Canes again?
425, along with the Rangers.
Toronto.
kind of like the Canes.
Canes in there at 425. Anybody else?
I like them in the regular season. I don't think you're a playoff team.
But now they've got my money's Gensel and Kuznetsov.
I know, but Gensel's great to be the 1B to somebody, right? Like, I don't know if he can carry it. I still don't think they have that top end talent they didn't have previous years. I'd have to put my money on Florida.
I would too. I think Florida and the Rangers.
The Rangers scare me a little bit. If you watch that game last night, Tampa Bay was able to come back on them.
I think Rangers would be my number one. I think Carolina's goaltending is going to be iffy as well. Like, Freddie Anderson's a bit inconsistent and he's always hurt. So that's one thing. The Bruins blue line isn't as good as it's been in previous years. And the Leaves are the Leaves.
These are the facts.
The Bruins next are up. Winning.
Tampa Bay plus 1,200.
That's come out of the East.
I like. Mm, yeah.
Next up. Currently, hang on, I'm going to change my standings here. Currently, the Detroit Red Wings are 1 point back of a wild card spot.
Mm-hmm.
East. My next question for our friends at Bet99. Do the Detroit Red Wings make the playoffs? No is minus 150. Yes is plus 125.
I'm going to say no.
Make the playoffs. It is a struggle to try and make the playoffs in that side right now. It just seems like every team is falling out of the race.
Dan, are you a no?
Dead. I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say a maybe. Because
what are the odds on maybe?
The odds on maybe are
I throw down a couple bucks on that just because I think that there's teams that are still falling out of the race. The Philadelphia Flyers are still an absolute question mark as to what they're going to do. So yeah, I would say yes, they're still in the mix. Is New York not in the mix there still? The Islanders.
So the standings are right now. Tampa Bay holds the first wild card spot with 76 points, and the Islanders got in with 72.
Yep.
They're tied with the Red Wings, who have 66 games played with 72, and then Washington has 71. The Buffalo Sabres are now quietly only three games out of a playoff spot, two games in hand, though. And
the Devils, if they can get some.
Devils have 68, Penguins have 67, and that's kind of like the race is pretty tight.
The
to be
problem
fair.
If you're the Devils or Penguins, like I think it's easy to sit there and look if you're the Devils. Yeah, you're four back of the Islanders. Okay, that's doable. Penguins, you're five back of the Islanders. That's doable. But then the issue is there's so many head-to-head games still between all these teams that like it just becomes a math problem of like closing a 5-point gap in 15, 16 games when all those teams in front are playing each other. There's gonna be some 3-point games.
Well, here you go.
Tough to do unless you're called the Edmonton Oilers.
The Red Wings next six games. Buffalo at home, the Penguins on the road, Columbus, then the Islanders, Nashville, and then Washington. Four of the next six are against five of those teams.
Finally, for our friends at Bet99, I feel like this is a lock, but I'm curious. I put a bunch of money on it. I wonder if you join me, Tyler. Calgary Flames missed the playoffs minus 5,000.
It's like those people you see posting their bets. So they're like, just got to see one go through the hoop. And it's like $5 to win $5.03. And it's like, yeah, sometimes you need a win.
So yes.
If I was on a breakaway, I wouldn't pass up an empty netter. So I'm in,
you know,
bet the house.
Can I throw you guys a Bet99 themed question? If you were the sports book and you were tasked with setting an over under for how many goals Connor Brown will score from now to the end of the year, what's the number you'd set it at? What's the most intriguing possible line?
Stop looking at my Ask the Idiots questions, Tyler. Ah,
no, yeah, never mind. Never mind. I didn't ask yet.
Okay.
We just did it on real life, so I thought we could do it again today. Camera just paused.
Son of a gun, Tyler.
Step aside for a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Time for Ask the Idiots, boys. I got three questions for you. Courtesy of our friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground. Opening on May 31st is the Snow Valley Aerial Park. Family fun all summer long. Attractions include the Aerial Tower, White Mud Creek Mining Company, Target Golf, and an all-new mini golf. I, personally, most excited about the Target Golf.
Well, I think
that sounds fun.
I think his family built that years ago.
Mm-hmm. If you do the Target Golf, then into the mini golf, make a nice little afternoon.
That's a great little afternoon. Also, if you want to do a little camping this summer, the Rainbow Valley Campground this summer, take advantage of over 60 sites and 3 comfort camping domes right here in the city. It's Edmonton's only campground. Man. Visit rainbow-valley.com to book your spot. And let's do a little camping.
Let's do it.
I just bought myself a fresh tent last year. Maybe I'll just settle in.
Live there.
Why not?
Spend the summer there.
Yeah. Okay. Spend the summer there. That'd be fun.
Ask the Idiots, gentlemen. I've got 3 questions for you. Tyler's already been having a sneak peek on my questions.
To be fair, I actually would have no way of knowing that.
Rascal.
I think you guys share an email.
Yeah.
Tyler's just sending you emails himself from aliases.
Probably.
Burner emails.
That's what he's on top of the answers.
Dan, coming down to you. First question that Tyler stole. What was everyone's, that's a two-parter. What was everyone's reaction to Connor Brown scoring his first goal of the season? How many does he finish with?
I thought it was a terrible moment. Didn't even like it one bit.
Yep.
I would set the line at 2.5 goals.
For the rest over of the under? Year?
For the rest of the season, yeah. Okay.
So, will you take it over or under?
I would take the under on that.
How dare you. Liam, thoughts on, what was your reaction to Connor Brown's goal and how many does he finish with?
I thought it was epic, and I'm glad that headline is now over. I will take the line at 1.5. I would not be shocked if he did not score again the rest of the season.
How fucking dare you? Tyler?
My reaction was holy shit. And I would set the line at 3.5. I actually think he'll go on a bit of a run.
You were clearly pretty excited because you never film at games. And you filmed a video.
Yeah, I did. I really thought it'd be good content. I was like, I should get this and send it to Waz. He can put it up on the account. And then
he just posted a video of me missing the football game. Glad he was still there for that. Connor Brown all season.
but yeah, I was very fired up.
He was writing his own
jokes. What was your reaction to Brown's goal and how many did he finish with?
I got a good laugh out of it. And I think I'd put the number at 4.5 just because I think he does go on a bit of a run here. And I'm going to say he gets the over.
You're betting the over at 4.5.
He scored with his skate. He didn't score with his stick.
I've never been one to complain about how a player scores.
He's 1.5 is extremely harsh in my point.
Yeah, he's put a bunch off the post off his stick.
Yep.
He's going to find a couple now.
So my reaction was I loved it. Liam and I did a healthy cheer, I feel like. A lot of fist pumping. We were high-fiving. I say he gets 4 more by the end of the season.
Are you going to take over 4.5?
I think it's going to be one of those things where it's like he got his first one. The relief was visible.
Yeah.
He's getting an empty netter here soon.
And now he's going to feel good about his game. And some of those posts he's been hitting, they're going to start going in for him. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say he's getting 4 more. He's going to finish with 5.
My actual reaction was just to send you guys a message that said, no fucking way.
Oh, yeah, that did happen. That's all I said. Oh, in our group chat. Reversing the order. Rick, you're up first. Is anyone else disappointed that Adam Henrique has been so quiet through his first 4 games?
No, because we just talked about this. He went directly to the arena, right into the dressing room, put his new equipment on. He's now getting situated in his hotel room. Like maybe he's got maybe an apartment. I don't know what he's dealing with, but no, he has not been bad off defensively. You haven't seen very much offensively, but he's good. Give him some time, find some chemistry.
Yes, you probably heard the segment before. Tyler, are you disappointed?
So the 2 questions I brought to the show for prep today were both directly from Ask the Idiots.
That's right.
There's something in there.
You sent them in.
But yeah, again, I'm willing to cut them some slack. If we're this concerned or we keep seeing this level of play and we're 2 games away from the playoffs, I'll be a little bit like, what are we getting in this guy? But for now, I'm fine.
Liam?
I'm content with what he's done. So far, I think he's been fine. Like we said, no goals have gone in the back of the net when he's been on the ice. So that is a positive for me.
Dan, disappointed in Adam Henrique?
My concern is at 11, he needs to shave his sideburns.
Yep. You know what? I'll just tell Dan on that one. Shave those sideburns.
Can't, because the sideburns are connected to the beard, and now we are almost in playoff beard season. Let them go, boys.
True. I got to start growing.
Finally, arguably, the most important question. Tyler's been growing that one since last year, actually.
I shaved this morning. No, yesterday morning.
Okay, 2 weeks ago.
Jumping in the middle, Liam, you're up first. This one comes in from Greg. And actually, Greg with two G's. He's hogging all the G's. Slurpee season is almost here, and oh, I need to know the goat flavor or goat flavor combo.
See, I'm just a one flavor man now. Mm. And I go Dr. Pepper cherry is my goat flavor.
So specific, though.
We're
asking for the goat flavor.
The store by me is always there. That's what I go with.
Tyler, goat flavor, Slurpee flavor, or flavor combo?
I am a fan of just going straight cola. That is very good. But if it's a hot summer day and I'm looking for something extra refreshing, I am going with a layered approach, rotating between like Sprite or 7-Up and something like peach.
7-Up Sprite is really good.
7-Up peach and just hit them back and forth.
Rick, what is the goat flavor combo?
Your choice of cola, Pepsi, Coke, whichever way. Mm-hmm. And if you want to start getting crazy, then you go Pepsi or Coke. Then you go the white, whether it be 7-Up or Sprite, and then top it again. If you want to go crazy, you go Pepsi, Sprite, lime, Pepsi on top.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, so then it's like a
Long Island iced tea.
Oh, wow. Rick knows how to make a cocktail.
Get me summer Slurpee horny.
Nation Dan. Goat flavor or goat flavor combo?
I'm surprised that everybody's kind of on board with this. I'm a cola guy all the way through. It doesn't have to be Pepsi or Coke. It doesn't matter. Just the darker brown, the better. And then I splash in a little bit of the Long Island iced tea mix myself.
My rule is if any of you went to go get Slurpees and they go, hey, Bag Milk, you want a Slurpee? Yes. What flavor do you want? I would always say anything brown. Mm-hmm. But to answer the question specifically, my absolute favorite is it's refreshing. I want a little bit of Sprite or 7-Up, whatever you got. And then some of the lime Slurpee. It's just refreshing.
It is.
Feels really nice.
Nice and light.
My goat flavor, though, is banana.
However, I forgot about Sprite. I will admit that is a top flavor. Well done, Tyler.
Thanks. L dog.
I will die on this hill.
Oh.
And it is Slurpee. And nothing else.
You don't like Frosters?
Don't like Frosters. Don't like anybody else. You have to go to 7-Eleven for a Slurpee. None of them else taste right. They don't taste as good.
If you do lime with layers of vanilla ice cream, it's...
That is not a Slurpee. That's a Screamer. That is different.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm just going to put this out there and it might be controversial. Get your fucking Crystal Light flavors out of here.
Yeah, I'm with you. What are we doing?
Nobody wants
What are we doing?
It's a wasted slot.
100%.
Nobody wants them.
There is nothing worse than going to a 7-Eleven, maybe even a Circle K, and you get there and all the flavors suck.
Yep.
It's like Mountain Dew grapefruit or some random ass flavor like that.
Terrible.
Crystal Light. Or they
garbage.
Do.
See, these kids these days don't even know about the old swamp water option that they used to do where they would put just all of the bags into one thing. And that was the slush you got.
Did you say ooh?
Too many Slurpees.
But everyone does it. You do that. The camera froze again. This is not good. I'm going to put up a picture of Nobby whilst we figure it out.
That's our new technical difficulties poster.
We'll be right back.
Always back.
What segment are we on? I see it.
Is just wrapping up.
Yep.
Before we wrap up the podcast with Hot and Cold Performers, I just got one more question for you. Played his first game on Wednesday night. Just first thoughts of Troy Stetcher.
Don't take penalties, but also whatever.
He was fine. In my opinion, he was fine. Bad penalties. The tripping calls. You get your stick in there. Gonna get called every time.
Great interview with Gene Principe, though, the day before. Felt like I got to know the guy a little bit better, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't love his game at all. I actually despised it, but I'm willing to cut him.
How would you know? You weren't even there for the whole thing.
I know. I left before he took his last penalty. But I'm really, again, it's so hard to come into a lineup like that. So I still think he's going to be a good
athlete. And when was his last game?
Yeah, a month ago.
Yeah, give the guy a break.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about him. He had the worst first game out of the three.
Yeah.
But I think that's fair. He's also our seventh defenseman, so.
I think that's fair. All right, boys, let's wrap up the podcast with some hot and cold performers. This week, we are talking about the Robin Brownlee Memorial Auction up at nationgear.ca. It's been a couple of months since we lost our boy, and now we're trying to do a little good, raising some money for his family, trying to help out with some of those bills that are going on. So currently, we've got the auction for an experience at Sports 1440. Mm-hmm. Pop on over to the studio, spend the day with the Sports 1440 crew. Tour the studio, meet everybody, including Jason Greger, Kevin Carius from the Big Program.
Mm-hmm.
Watch those shows live in studio. And then our friends at Sports 1440 are going to send you to the game on March 21st.
Fun.
Currently, the bid is at $400. Those tickets are probably worth more than that.
Yeah.
I think another layer to this, which hasn't been said, is they also get in-person guests too.
Yep.
So you won't just be seeing like Greger and Carius and Lowtie, like maybe someone else, maybe
Laddie Schmid's there. Maybe
Schmid's there. Maybe if you're a football fan, Eddie Steele shows up for the Big Program.
I'd like to just stare at Greger, please. And I'd like him to wear his lime glasses.
And his hood up.
Hoodie Greger, I love
it. Oh, I love Hoodie Greger because he looks like the Kermit meme. Nationgear.ca. We got only a couple hours left on this one, so we probably missed it.
Probably, but we're doing another one next week that is the same thing, but a tour of our office.
Whoa. Fun. We have
7 minutes.
We have
of fun.
No in-person guests.
We're even saving the last Pilsner from the Jasper Pond Hockey Tournament in the fridge for you.
You can have the last two duck. Bailey's chocolates that are there. Pop well.
There
on
the There's table. Also some pop from a watch party we did before Christmas.
A little flat. Otherwise, good flavor's fine.
Actually, if we did like a box of just all the stuff laying around the office, and told whoever won the auction, you can pick three things from the box.
Fun.
That would drive up the bidding.
Hell all yeah. It is Bailey's chocolates, flat Pepsi.
Random coffee.
We got extra light stands.
and some bag of chips from America.
All the nation gear we legally can't sell anymore for copyright reasons.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you know what? If you win the auction, come clean our office. That's what you get.
If you win the auction,
spring cleaning,
you can take the garbage out.
Yeah.
Take it with you if you want. That's fun.
I'll take you to bread and butter.
Well, come on. I'll take you to bread and butter so you can buy me a pizza roll. Everybody's having a good time with that. Nationgear.ca. Also, selfishly, new Better Late Than Never hoodies are up under the shows tab. Wore mine yesterday. Felt very, very good. Very, very handsome. As we do every week, we start off with our veggies, gentlemen. We are going to do cold performers first. Nation Dan, down at the end of the line, you are up first. Your cold performer of the week for nationgear.ca.
My cold performer of the week is just going to go to the Oilers for their playoff ticket price increase.
Oh, I haven't had a chance to look at them yet.
You don't want to.
It's about 30% across the board. Pretty gross for a guy that, like, I used to have season tickets, I used to have quarter season seats. It was a confirmation to me that I made the right decision to walk away and I won't be coming back. So Oilers, for your playoff season ticket price increases, you get my cold performer of the week.
I also drink a beer at Rogers Place and I get crazy.
I used to.
Unrelated but related. Subscribe to my Feet Finder. May have some bills coming.
Hey, and if you have an empty seat come playoff time, I'm always ready to fill.
There you go. Take Dan to a game with you. Liam, you're up next. Your cold performer of the week for our friends at nationgear.ca.
Last night, I went to the IMAX theater for the first time.
I saw Yoda.
Yeah, I watched Dune 2. The movie was great.
Did you get one of the sexy popcorn bowls?
No, I didn't get one. They didn't have any.
Was that your first IMAX film of all time?
I've never been to an IMAX theater before. Wow. They don't really have one close to Show Park, so I'd never really go.
That's fair.
My friends really wanted to see this movie in IMAX. And the seat in there... atrocious. The worst seat I've ever sat in at a movie theater before. Incredibly uncomfortable. Have you been then at West End?
Not to that specific. Oh, no.
Don't go. Do not go to West End IMAX. It was brutal.
Aggressive.
No, don't. If you want to have a good time, respect. Make your own theater.
Next week, they're an advertiser on the show.
Yeah, we want to welcome Wem back to the show.
I'm upset.
Tyler Ramchuk getting hydrated while we await his answer for nationgear.ca, your cold performer of the week, Tyler.
Johnny Lazarus. He's a member of our company, works for Daily Faceoff, does Morning Cup of Hockey. He posted that his go-to way to eat pasta is with plain pasta noodles with butter and ketchup.
What the fuck?
Fire him.
It's fire. Terrible to look at. Look at this.
That's ridiculous.
That is awful.
And he's being dead serious. So
how old is he?
He's fired unless David Quadrelli doesn't kill him first. He's 25.
20.
You're old enough to know better.
That's yep. Yeah, that's
like, hey, Johnny, figure it out.
That is something I would have eaten when I was like 13 years old because I couldn't figure it out.
You still would have known to grab the pasta sauce.
So
yeah.
What I said on Owen Every Day was the only time that's okay as a meal is if there's been some sort of apocalypse, you're the last one in the city and you're also 7 years old.
No, you still don't put ketchup on there.
I would rather just eat
noodles and butter is not the worst thing in the world.
That's fair too.
Yeah.
Fry it up a little bit, get a nice little texture on the noodle.
But also, look at how clumpy his butter is.
He didn't melt it.
He didn't even just clumps of butter in chunks.
Man, that is awful.
No, God!
That's
no, God, please, no! No!
Gen Z?
No! No!
Good Lord. Is he a Gen Z?
Gen Z? What does that make him? 25? Millennial, Gen Z, Gen Y? What the?
Yeah, we're heading towards
Gen Z. No, it's not a millennial. We're not claiming shit.
We don't take that.
We're not claiming him.
He's Gen Z. Brutal.
Terrible, man.
Rick, you're up next. You can do another one for Johnny Lazarus if you want, but you're up for NationGear.ca or Cold Promo of the Week.
Yeah, well, he's going to get part of it for sure because that's ridiculous.
That's awful.
I don't know who. I don't know who watches a bit of the AHL, though. And Joseph Duzak.
Oh, yeah. The Kyle Clifford thing.
Kyle Clifford thing. This kid scores a goal. Then he goes celebrates in front of the Marlies bench. Obviously, you know, they're going to get pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
No problem with you doing that. Celebrate. This goes back to the Morgan Riley and whatever else, whoever the Ottawa player was. Celebrate all you want. Kyle Clifford said, hey, no, you don't. Got on the ice, went to grab this kid. Instead of like standing up for himself, even holding on for dear life, he drops faster and curls quicker than Matthew Tkachuk could ever do.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just lays there. Finally, they pull Clifford off, who's pissed, put him in the box. This kid gets up. And once he like wipes the shit off his ass because he just dumped himself, mm-hmm. he has this shit-eating grin on his face.
And so the backstory there, he's a former Marley. And there was kind of a story of him like quitting on the team last year and he was a problem in the room. So
yeah, like linesman, let Kyle Clifford do his thing. This kid needs to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that. It's a like Rose Hill touched on it like 2 weeks ago. Like it is a thing in this league and in
you brought it right up now. Last week with the guy who flopped Bastion on the ice along the boards and then got up.
Yeah, Bastion
and Cousins Devils. Has done it a bunch of times where he drops in front of the crease and shoots back up.
Yeah, it's creeping into the game where it's like it's starting to become one of those things that I can't imagine as an active player. Even being able to trust your eyes when you see the other guy's reactions to things now, because they're crumpling onto the ice and waiting for someone to come and help them. And it's just, I don't know. It's gotta be tough.
I mean, that's just this whole generation, isn't it?
Oh, it's terrible. I won't say the whole generation, but I won't say the whole one.
I'm still,
but there's a lot of them out there. Don't worry.
Those damn kids.
Looking directly at you two.
I'm second youngest here. I'm one of you guys.
No, we need more accountability buddies in this world.
It's the opposite of the how do you do fellow kids. Liam's pulling up like, how do you do fellow adults. Millennials?
Adults. Why are you the way that you are? I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
So the idea I had for Cold Performers this week was the guy who came up to Liam and I, who was talking about just going into empty seats. It was just a weird interaction at the game the other night. And I was going to do that. But I'm going back to Johnny Lazarus' pasta because I'm grossed out by what I just saw.
That was terrible. They are just fucking ass right now.
That is
ass.
You know what I mean?
Also, so that guy's name is Joseph Duzak, that Rick said.
Yes.
Kyle Clifford only has 3 less points than him this season. And he has more goals than that guy. So yeah, it's not like this guy, the way he acted was ridiculous.
I don't know how a teammate you stand up for a guy like that.
He also went to Minsk Dynamo for a year after he left the Marlies.
Not going to last with the Huskies.
From Minsk to...
Did we find out, by the way, who won the Capitals game? On Twitter or Instagram?
I can look.
Yeah, have a little look-see while we're doing some.
The Wookie?
Oh, the
Capitals
the
game. The 3v3.
Oh, that one. I was like, oh, we beat them. Did you win a nugget?
Milk, were you not there as well? Like Tyler left, but were you not there?
No, I always ride it out to the end. Yeah. No, I want the capital letter game.
Let me have a peek. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to have a look too.
All right. Check the results live.
Liam is checking for the results on that. We're going to continue on with hot and cold performers. Rick, we're reversing the order for nationgear.ca, your hot performer of the week.
I'm going to go back to Detroit. Earlier this week, they had a little in practice fight, and these two guys went at it. And last night on the ice, one's in a scrum. What happens? The other one comes flying in to take the guy on his back. Well, next thing you know, they're sitting in the penalty box together. That right there is hockey.
The big guy is smoking hot.
By all indications, Liam is saying I'm the winner. By
easy peasy. Five votes for me, two for BM, one for Dan, nothing for Rick or Tyler.
It's all good. I have a sleeper
straight
build.
Dubs. A
sleeper build. Oh, I don't know who is voting. That was terrible voting.
They one of them for me.
Bangkok is hilarious for one. Moscow sounds like a hell of a time. Prague sounds like a great time.
Well, apparently not. No, literally nobody said your name. So
how does that make you feel? Terrible.
How many voters?
There was
sounds like eight
13 comments. Okay, I'll take one vote away because I voted for myself. But then Jay Dadrummer 13 said Liam's win because you could drink the most there.
Okay.
Germany, Ireland, and Japan.
Pakistan has I don't think that's true. Outside liquor laws. You can drink wherever you want in Islamabad.
Dude, I'm guarantee you in Moscow, you're drinking all you want.
Same propaganda website that you were on last time.
Oh, no, now I'm spreading my own.
Tyler, for nationgear.ca, your hot pro of the week.
My trolling abilities. I posted a pizza that I cut real bad on my Instagram and people freaked the hell out. It was funny.
Was awful.
Friday, baby. Yeah, let's celebrate Friday.
That was the worst cutting job of all time.
It was really funny. People were so mad at me.
It was one of those ones where like, I'm glad I don't have OCD because I saw it. I'm like, oh, people aren't going to like that. Liam, for nationgear.ca, your hot performer of the week.
My hot performer of the week is going to be in relation to my cold performer of the week. The movie Dune, the second one. What a movie. The cast is unbelievable. Why is that so funny?
It should get extra marks, by the way, to make up for the fact that you feel so good even after the negativity of the seat.
Yeah,
and the fact I sat through a 2 hour and 45 minute movie
huge for you.
Without leaving the theater.
What do you give it out of 10?
I do my voting out of 5, Rick, on my Letterboxd account. You can follow me, Liam Horribin 96.
Liam.movies.
That's his fifth Instagram account. His fifth Instagram account is Liam.movies.
Yeah, 4 out of 5. I thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic.
Probably got like 5 out of 5 because I had to make up for the fact you had the uncomfortable chair. You were already negative with sitting there. You're sitting there. The popcorn's good, yeah. But the chair is uncomfortable and you're pissed.
Yeah. The cast was unreal. But Rebecca Ferguson, what an actress. I've never seen a Timothy Chalamet movie before besides Doom 1. He's so good. I'd go to war for that guy. Chalabon?
Yep. That's the one.
Yep.
Is that the French pronunciation?
That's how the French say it.
Is that how you say his name?
Cinnabon.
Yes. Well, to be fair, Matthew Olivier is from Mississippi, so are we sure Timothy Chalamet's from France?
Look at the spelling
of it. Look at the Dune actors.
Chalabon.
I know who he is.
Is it Chalamet?
Screams Chalamet.
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 He's from New York. Point proven. And he's older than
what
me.
Point.
Chalamet. That he's not French.
He is Chalamet. French, though.
He's not. He's oh, he's a French American actor. Son of a gun.
You got to read the whole line.
Please, was that was good.
That's two son of a guns out of you today.
Chalamet.
I think. All right. This has not been a good episode.
Here's your button for you, Liam.
He's a hot guy.
Yep.
Timothy C.
Next week, for next week, there better be a son of a gun.
I want to import the buttons off that roadcaster over there onto this one. Nation Dan for nationgear.ca, hot from the week.
A guy that I love to pick on a lot and think that he doesn't do great with the media, but John Tortorella for standing up to one Wes McCauley this week and then refusing to leave the bench. It was just fun content all around. And,
Eagle
and
maniac.
Which one, Rick? Ref. Exactly.
The ref.
Which one has the bigger ego?
Definitely the ref.
That was a battle of egos and one got kicked out.
10 minutes into the game. There's very little he could say.
Agree with that. I would say the yes if I had to get my 2 cents in.
Could you imagine if he started officiating soccer?
Coaches should have to like straight up kill a guy to get suspended from the league, in my opinion.
My Nation Gear.
Right, Tyler?
That's right.
Yes.
My NationGear.ca hot performer of the week is Tyler. You know why.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time it works every time.
Before we wrap up the podcast, everybody, we are going to do a quick score prediction tomorrow's game against the Colorado Avalanche. Nation Dan, you're up first.
I'm going to say 5-3 Edmonton win with an empty net goal.
Liam Horbin, Lehman, you're up. Score prediction.
6-4.
Tyler.
I'll say, I want to say 6-4. I'll say 5-4 Oilers, but shout out to Liam today. I said, Liam, I think tomorrow I'm going to bet on the adjusted over. I said, I'm going to take over 9.5 goals. And Liam goes, no, you're not. That's crazy. But I do think it could be like a 6-4 game.
Yeah. What? Not my finest hour.
No, it is hard.
You're having a rough day today.
It's not been great, Rick. It's because I quit coffee. So now my head is just spinning.
Why would you do that?
It's a long story.
All right.
You should have heard what Coffee had to say about him.
Mm. Next week's cold performer.
Nice.
Rick, your Nation Gear.ca hop form of the week. Oh, we went already. Your score prediction, I meant.
I'll go 6-3.
All right. 4-2 Oiler win. Lock it in. Put a shekel on it. I think probably the odds are pretty good. 4-2 win coming at you. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.